I opened my eyes to find Sonia and Michael standing on either side of me, swords in hand, watching over me. Up at the front of the boat, Rosanna cut the engine still more and turned her head to stare intently at me for a slow beat. The side of her mouth curved up in a slight, knowing smile. Then she turned to face front again, and I realized that there was light enough to see the outline of her delicately curling demon horns. I rose and found myself staring at an island that rose from the increasingly turbulent waters of the lake. It was covered in the woods and brush of the Midwestern United States, lots of trees, less than a foot thick, with the space beneath them filled in with brush, thickets, and thorns to a depth of 4 or 5 feet. Snow lay over everything, and the light reflecting from it was what let me see Rosanna's profile. The shoreline was covered in what looked like an old Western ghost town, only one that had been abandoned for so long that the trees had come back to reclaim the space. Most of the buildings had fallen down. Trees rose out of most of the ones that hadn't, and the sight reminded me somehow of an insect collection, empty shells pinned to a card. A sign, weathered beyond reading, hung from its only remaining link of rusting chain. It swung in the wind, aged metal squeaking. There was a skeleton of an old dock down at the shoreline, all broken wooden columns standing up out of the water like the stumps of rotten teeth. Looking at the place filled me with a sense of awareness of the attention of an empty, sterile malevolence. This place did not like me. It did not want me there. It did not have the least regard for me, and the corpse of the little town ahead of me was a silent declaration that it had fought against folk like me before, and won. "Gee," I called to Rosanna, "are you sure this is the right place?" She pointed silently up. I followed the direction of her finger up the slope of the island and spotted the light I'd seen from farther out in the lake. Definitely a bonfire, I saw now, up on a hill above the town, at what looked like the highest point on the island. Something stood starkly against the sky there, the dark shape of a building or tower, though I couldn't make out any details. Rosanna cut the engine completely, and the boat glided silently forward to the broken wooden post nearest the shore. She climbed into the front of the boat and was waiting with a rope when the prow of the vessel bumped the column. She tied the boat to the post, then hopped down into the water and waded the rest of the way ashore. "Oh, good," I muttered, "more wet." From back behind us, the still rising wind carried forward a gurgling, warbling cry. I'd been up north a few times, and it might have been the call of a loon, but all of us there knew better. Summer was still on our trail. "We aren't going to make it any drier by waiting here," Michael said quietly. "There are men in those trees," Sonia murmured, sheathing his sword and taking up the Kalashnikov again. 30 yards up, there, and over there. Those are machine gun positions." I grunted. "Let's get moving, before they get bored and decide to start making like this is Normandy." "God go with us," Michael prayed quietly. I unlimbered my shotgun and said, "Amen."